Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Josie O'Connor's in Tralee. I agree, Josie. Today cannot pass on national radio on a programme like Liveline without talking about something that was spoken about by the great Marion Finucane on Liveline 35 years ago. That's the Kerry Babies case, Josie.
That's right. I think it's such a wonderful day for the village of Abidoney and for the Hayes family after all they have gone through the last over 30 years, and it's brilliant for them at the moment.
And today, now the state has already given them an apology, but today in the High Court an apology will be read out, and there is rightly monetary compensation going to be paid out to Joanna and
there
her.
Is, yeah. And I don't think really it doesn't compensate, nothing compensates, you know, what she has gone through in the 30 years.
And do you remember that time, Josie?
I do remember it well, yes. And she lived not too far away from where I'm living.
And you remember the grilling that Joanne got at the tribunal in Tralee?
I suppose the times, at that time, men were gods and women were sluts. But
it's not that long ago.
It's not so long ago. Fair play to Nell McCafferty. She came down and she was in the protest. And the wonderful supermarket in the Abidoney, his name was Donald Deland, and her sister worked there, and he closed his shop to come in to protest. I mean, that'll tell you how popular they were in the area.
It
was very sad.
And I know, Joanna, she's extraordinarily private, right? That's her decision.
Well, they were a very private family. Yeah, they were very quiet family.
Yeah.
And I'd say we're never outside the village. And I mean, they were told that she buried a baby in Castlevine, miles away, which was ridiculous.
And that was the whole thing, that Joanne had a baby, but...
And that she could have two DNAs, and, you know, I mean, it was horrible,
And they actually got them to confess at one stage, which was obviously under
Juliet. Well, her brother said they signed because they just wanted to get out of the barrack,
But they hadn't experienced anything like that. But they'd no connection with the Castlevine baby whatsoever.
That
was proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not that it wasn't.
No, and they never found
the DNA, and they never found the parent or whoever.
I think that was left go too long. They never found. Okay.
I don't want to pry too much, Josie. But are Joanne and the family, are they doing okay? Are they in? They be good health.
You know, what can you do? You have to get on with life. Life.
Okay, what would you like to say to Joanne today?
And they have no choice.
What would you say to her?
I'd say you deserve twice as much, and I'm glad you were cleared, your name was cleared, which is the most important thing at the moment.
Okay.
I'm sure the money wouldn't bother them.
Okay, but that's coming from a neighbour, Josie O'Connor, to the Hayes family. Well said.
It was wonderful.
Well said, Josie, and thanks for making sure that was remarked upon on Liveline today.
Really, thank you.
Look after yourself, Josie.